Oh, good morning. It's 11:27 on April the 26th, 2019, a Friday morning. Yes, it's still Friday morning. It's 11:30. I'll actually be home before noon, just barely, but I'll be home before noon. So, now, I'm on my morning walk. I spent the morning dealing with more fires. Generally fires I can't talk about, although that is the stupidest sounding car I've ever heard. Every time it shifts, it went down, it came back, and it's been just driving around the neighborhood. Every time the guy shifts, it makes this sort of sound. And I'm like, really? Your clutch screwed up or something, dude? I don't know. Weird. Anyway, so yeah, simple stuff I can't talk about. As we get closer to Nebula weekend, things are getting a little more heated. As more and more things keep falling off the wagon, causing people to have to run back and pick them up. And it's really self-inflicted wounds. So yes, those of you who asked, why in the hell are you taking this on? I'm asking that question myself. Yeah, I know. I got another year, at least. I may run again next year, I don't know. So. But the other fire has been Into the Deep Dark, a role-playing game manual that someone came to me and asked if they could do this and set it in a mini universe because they love the universe. And yeah, I said, okay, well, fine. I think I mentioned this before. I get this call about, I don't know, at least once a month. And this guy's actually following through, and he's been sending me drafts, and I've been correcting the drafts and sending them back to him. And I've been frustrated beyond all recall because he doesn't understand the universe. He doesn't understand that apparently what he's done is read the Three Smugglers' Tales, and he thinks that's what the Western Annex is. And he's completely missing all the Ishmael Wong stories, all the insight that comes from having seen CPJCT before getting a look up behind the curtain, before going to Oz and seeing the wizard back there. And so I've spent literally weeks going back and forth with him over this introduction. And finally, things came to a head yesterday, and I told him it's off. Forget it. This is not worth the amount of time I'm spending on it. It is not worth the amount of angst that's happening over it. I got better things to waste my time on than this. Certainly more certainly more enjoyable things. But so I pulled the plug yesterday, and I ranted a bit. I got the response that I was expecting, which was, really, why? And so I unloaded and said, okay, look, this is a problem. Uh, You're not taking direction. This cannot be. This stuff here cannot stand. I had to go around about. He kept calling it the outer dark. And I kept, where did you get outer dark? Because I keep changing it and you keep putting it back. I don't understand. It's always been the deep dark. It's always been the deep dark. Where are you getting outer dark? And he, well, I read it in one of your books. Said, do you need me to go look it up, chapter and verse? So I brought up all the manuscripts and did a quick word search. It doesn't exist. And said, no, I have all the files indexed here. Outer dark does not exist in any of the books, so you're just wasting your time. Looking for a phrase, it isn't there. Outer dark is the name of Cormac McCarthy's second novel. It's also, I think it's also used in... Sutherland's Alexis Carew novels, if I'm not mistaken. He has some phrase for it. It has dark in it, I think. Anyway, I can't remember. It doesn't matter. So, I started saying, if we could get beyond this piece, which is just total craziness, you know, the history of how it all unfolded on Earth and how the core worlds are all politically aligned and organized and who runs everything and the rest of it. And I'm going, this is, A, you're making shit up, pardon my French. This is not relevant to the Western Annex other than as deep backstory. It has no bearing on what a game set in the Western Annex should be about. And he's trying to tell me about how D&D works. It's like, okay, first, let's not actually teach your grandfather how to suck eggs. Second, none of the things that are important to the game show up. So I scrolled down through the file, I went to the end of the file, and discovered that, lo and behold, there's actually more content in there than this problematic introduction and the 19 pages of content that I gave him. He's actually gone down and started putting together the framework that will guide people using, and he keeps calling it GURPS because I think he started with GURPS, but he's got permission to use Hero, which is a role-playing game framework of characters, roles, vehicles, etc. And he started to put it together. And I'm looking out through and he's like, okay. Now this isn't bad. So I went back to him and said, alright, so I'll give you a fourth chance. I didn't say fourth, but it is his fourth chance. I've been ready to pull a plug. In fact, pulled the plug twice already. Literally pulled the plug twice already. And once, put him on notice that these things have to change or we do pull a plug. So he changed them, eventually. And the problem is that he has this perception that governments must exist and they must fall into the recognized categories. And the reality is, the Western Annex is a self-organizing system. It's built that way, on purpose, as a self-organizing system. There can't be anarchy. If there is anarchy, people die. As soon as the anarchists die off, the system stabilizes again. So the whole thing is, and I know Jamie calls me a libertarian, I probably am, but what does a government look like when its only formation is to do the things that individuals can't do for themselves? And what if we aren't basing it on an economy of scarcity, but an economy of plenty? And the problem isn't getting resources, it's distributing them. And that's the Western Annex. That's the Golden Age. That's, in a nutshell, that's the political foundation for everything that happens to both Ishmael and to Natalia, and anything else, any attempt to impose any other kind of structure on it is not allowed. Get ready. Stay with me. Monk post. There you go, Jim. And so I think that finally has gotten through to him, because it is the first time he's ever even considered that this might be a possibility in terms of how people might organize themselves. Yes, this is science fiction. Bite me. So, I've given him a fourth chance. I spent way too much time this morning screwing around with that. Screwing around with Sifwa. I finally got something to eat. I've been up since 6. I finally got something to eat around 10. 10:30. I don't think I've even had 2 cups of coffee yet. I'm already wired. So I took the gloves off with the collaborator and said, okay, look, these are the problems. This is the problem I'm having. This is what I'm observing. And yes, I apologize for not realizing that you actually had built a structure behind this, because you seem completely unresponsive when I point out the problems in this introduction that talks about the legal struggles on Earth to control the technology and all of the things that happen in Delta Pavonis, and who has the best weapons, and who has the fleet, and what the fleet is, and who has the guns, who imposes their will. I don't have to shoot anybody if all I have to do is deprive them of their oxygen. It doesn't get any simpler than that. I don't need to shoot anybody. I don't need a gun to take out an orbital. I don't need a missile to take out a ship. I've used the mechanism in the past. I've used it, and it's quite amusing to wheel it out. But it's rare. Not only rare, it's largely useless. It may even be dangerous to the holder. And so this whole idea of, well, we need guns to protect ourselves. We need guns to stand up to the bad guys. No. In the culture of scarcity, I can understand it. Maybe there's some justification. I'm not sure. But the whole focus on force. I'm going to make you do this. No. I don't have to do it. I don't want to. Alright, well, if you don't want to do it, then you have to leave. You can't make me. Well, actually, yes. I can. Because we're not talking about city-states. We're not talking about organized gangs. We're talking about individuals who decide for some reason of their own, some hair across their ass, that they're going to rebel. The first problem is there's nobody to rebel against. That's the beauty of the self-organized system. I remember going around and around. I think it was Nobilis Reed, who was, we went around and around over, well, why don't people take over the orbitals? And the answer is, why? Why would you take over an orbital? Well, to control it. For what purpose? To what end? Well, to control who goes through it. Why? You don't have to criminalize things if you just make it expensive for people to do the things you don't want them to do. I mean, it seems like a pretty straightforward answer. And then I noted that without the proper passcodes, you can't keep an orbital because it disintegrates in orbit, falls apart, drops to the planet below. And you don't need to have anybody on board to do that. And it's the kind of system that you can't really subvert because it's not centralized, B, it's not fragile. And you don't, you really only need a couple of things to make it happen. And I suppose that the most amusing or amazing thing is that nobody's rammed one of the orbitals on purpose lately. Because that will take it out as well. Suicide bombers. It's not a... Yeah, okay, sure. Put on a vest. Go blow up an orbital. Have a nice day. What have you accomplished? What have you done? What you've made? You've given a message. Yeah, maybe I need to write that story. Maybe I need to write that down. Maybe I need to put that story out there to show the absolute futility of trying to nail Jell-O to a concrete wall. I don't know. It's not really a story I'm interested in, quite honestly. I'm much more interested in talking about and writing stories about stories where people are still people. People still have the same kinds of inherent self-interest. But they're living in a society where that self-interest can be, in fact must be, employed. I don't know. Am I too deep in the weeds here? Am I too far gone? It could be. Sif was making me grumpy. And I can't talk about it. I can't talk about it with you guys. I have to talk it over with Sif on... See if I can't get some resolution with them. This is a nice day. I waited too long to go for my walk. I would much rather be cool and comfortable than sweating, but it's not broiling. I did get my airline tickets. I did that the other day. You got a steal. My God, going back and forth. I'm not even going to LAX. I'm going to Burbank, which is where I need to be. But I'm going to Burbank for less than it would, round trip, for less than it would cost me to fly to LAX. So something screwy. And I got flights in the middle of the day. Well, going out, I'm flying in the middle of the day. Coming back, I land in Denver the same time that I'm going to land in Burbank going out. But I don't need to be at the airport in Burbank before, I don't know, 9 o'clock, I think. I gotta be at the airport, I don't have to be at the airport in Denver until 7:30, 8 o'clock. I need to be at the, coming back, I need to be at the airport in Burbank at like 5:30 or something. But I'm in the hotel, I can get up without bothering people, I can get somebody to drive me to the airport, life is good. Going out, it's non-stop. Coming back, it's non-stop. No connections to get fussed about. And here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.